Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Douglas Williams. He is the president and CEO of Williams Data Management. Williams Data Management is celebrating its 100th year in business and provides businesses with tailored records management services, including off-site document storage, document scanning and imaging, data protection, and certified document and hard drive shredding. And Mr. Williams, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thanks, Eric. It's good to talk to you again.
It certainly is, and I really appreciate you taking a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us once again. Looking forward to hearing from you and getting an update as well. Now, the milestone of 100 years as a family-owned and operated business is certainly one to be celebrated, and I'm sure the company has seen a lot of changes over the years. Tell us about the history of the company for those that may have missed the last time you were with us, and how it got started and where is it at today. Let's start our discussion with that today.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it is mind-boggling, 100 years when I tell our customers and clearly friends and associates and other businesses in our market in Southern California. There aren't too many companies that last 100 years, especially in a family enterprise. Typically, they last two generations, and then they're gone. They sell out, or they merge with somebody else, or they're beaten into the ground. In our case, the company started in LA in 1922 with my grandfather John Williams in one truck, and a very determined guy he was, and kept growing and growing and growing. And we went into a lot of different businesses. It was primarily storage, freight, and commercial transfer and storage. That was the name of the company when he started. It was called Williams Transfer and Storage. We've always been in the storage business. We've always had a component of transportation, and it has morphed over the 100 years into what it is now, and it's transitioning once again into the digital world as things change and as companies look to other methodologies for data protection and information management. It's just not on paper anymore. It's in the cloud, it's digital, it's on the phones, it's everywhere. So we've always kept our pulse on what our customers want and what they need, and that has always been our forte. It's always been about them, and it's always been about the service. I can tell you, Eric, you're only as good as today, and a customer will leave in a moment's notice if they're not happy. It happens in restaurants, it happens in gas stations, and it clearly happens in our industry as well.
Yeah, that is so true, and it's all about what we have done lately and today, but not what we have done years ago. Great point made right there. Now, what significant events and trends have stood out to you externally or internally that have changed and shaped Williams Data Management? Talk to us about that.
I can go back to 2010. We changed our name from Williams Records Management to Williams Data Management. And that's when we had our first cloud storage offering of electronic backup. And that was a milestone, the most recent of them. And we had a design to show what we were doing by having wings come out of our record storage boxes. And we were, the tagline was, we're going to the cloud. And at that time in 2010, there were not too many of our clients who understood what a cloud was, and we had to explain ourselves. But we passed out and gave to at an event when we did this name change, we gave everyone a USB stick with our logo on it, and very few people had ever saw one, so we had to explain what that was. And it took off for a while until Microsoft came out with their cloud product, but we knew that we were on the right track. So we've always had a digital component, and that's when we decided at the time to add on a imaging and scanning division of our company so that we could digitize records on behalf of our clients and have a digital cloud repository for documents, as well as having the real estate repository for the hard copy records. That was one of the more recent ones. And then we also shaped ourselves into the 21st century by offering a full suite of digital lines wherein we can put our product, if you will, and put our technology in our client's office so that they can link up with us. And that was also something that we did that differentiates us from our competition.
Yeah, thanks for sharing some of those details. Most helpful for sure. Now, we talked a little bit about change, and certainly for businesses, there has been much of that going on in the last few years. How do you see change impacting the records and information management industry? Get into some of that, if you would.
There is a trending in government regulation that everyone is seeing. Out in California, we're seeing it with what's called the CCPA, which is the California Consumer Protection Act, where there is now multifaceted authentication. There are opt-outs for consumers to say to their suppliers, I don't want you selling my information. All of that is on the digital side, and it is regulated by the state and the feds as it relates to information security. That's where I see the largest trend. And I think you maybe yourself have had, I guess I would call it a tentacle of the government and the tentacles of other clients and suppliers within your ecosystem saying to you, listen, I want to make sure that all of what it is that is being recorded and all of what it is that is being transmitted and shared is protected so that the voices and the images are not forwarded to disable a security protocol in violation of regulation. It has become a very technical and very transparent world right now, wherein information shared on multiple platforms, whether it is through a handheld phone, a smartphone, whether it's on social media, the integration of the social media platforms, the ability to send anything anywhere, obviously, over the last 10, 15 years has been accelerated to such a degree that a person within a enterprise or an organization is now called the chief information officer. And that chief information officer has their portfolio to ensure that all of the information coming in and coming out of that organization is protected. It's quite a job. The way to protect is to encrypt, and then you have to have de-encryption. We're getting paid, our invoices and many, many others are getting paid electronically. So there are protocols for that security. This is what I call the MFA, the multifaceted, multi-factor identification. You have it too when you enroll with online banking. When you go to log in, they're going to send you a text with a code, correct? And that is a security protocol that identifies you as the user. It's happening in voting. It's happening in business. It's happening at the airport when you put your eyeball in the identification slot. Everything is moving away from analog, moving away from paper, moving away from all of that into the digital realm. And when that happens, everything is electronic. Just look at what's going on in medical records right now. I mean, it's overwhelming, the amount of data that's there that has to be protected. Does that give you a clear indication of what are the changes impacting the records and information management industry?
It certainly does, and I'm sure you've left our audience a little bit dizzy of all the information and some of this and some of the industries that one would never think about. So really good points, Really good information and an eye-opener as well. Today, we're speaking with Douglas Williams, the president and CEO of Williams Data Management, that is celebrating its 100th year in business and provides businesses with tailored records management services, including offsite document storage, document scanning and imaging, data protection, and certified document and hard drive shredding here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you, Mr. Williams. What impact does this change have on businesses, and is it any different for a smaller organization as opposed to, say, a larger corporation?
Yeah, I would answer it this way. Most of the breaches and the data breaches and the intrusion into networks is in much smaller organizations than it is to larger organizations. And the reason being is because they don't have the manpower and the technological protections that do a larger corporation. For example, the LA City Schools was hacked lately, and they had protections so that that data wasn't extracted and exploited. A smaller company, that data and their network, if you will, and their server network can be attacked right through an email that is opened unsuspectedly by an employee, and an information set can be set on that server to extract out all the data, and that's when a ransom note is sent. So a smaller company is much more susceptible. What we can help companies do is, with our breadth of expertise and our breadth of suppliers within our ecosystem and our network, come into a company and assess what their vulnerabilities are and provide them with a tool kit to protect themselves. Most companies think it's not going to happen to them. It will. It's just a matter of time. So to answer your question specifically, larger companies have the capital resources to protect themselves. Smaller companies don't. And smaller companies don't even know what it is that they need to do to protect themselves. And that's where a data protection company like ours and a information management company like ours can help them out a lot.
Yeah, great feedback there. And that certainly is most helpful, separating the two and the differences there. Now, what can businesses learn from the longevity of Williams Data Management and its ability to adapt?
I'm going to answer it this way, because that question was asked of me a couple of days ago by somebody else. And it's, if you're not listening to your customer, you're going to be out of business pretty quick. So we always listen to what our customer is saying, what they ask for, what they want. We survey them frequently. We want to know what their initiatives are. We want to know where their capital is going. We want to know through our questions, what is it that we can do to help them? Most smaller companies, and that's the majority of our client base, and we've got over 3,000 clients, most of them don't even know what questions to ask. So when we interview them, and it's not an interview per se, like what you would imagine, it's more of a conversation. The questions that we would ask them is, what are your plans and what are your initiatives over the next 2-3 years to protect your data? And then we stop. And if we get a deer in the headlight look back, then we know we've got an opportunity to continue the conversation to say, well, look, you know, have you thought about this? Maybe you want to think about that. You know, give this some energy, so that your information can move from how it has been stored and how it has been accessible into a completely new realm in the digital marketplace. That's how I think we can continue to have other companies learn from us, by listening to what it is that we've done over the years to maintain our client base. You know, Eric, I don't know whether we showed you what we had in our last conversation, but we still have the original 1922 Model T pickup truck in our lobby. And when visitors come to our business and they see a 1922 pickup truck, they number one, they've never seen one. Number two, they say, how is it that you've been in business for so long? And the answer is, we listen to our customer and we deliver back to them just a little bit more than what they've asked for.
Well, I'd say that's a perfect place to conclude, and a lot of takeaways and insights shared with us. And we really do appreciate not only your time, but for joining us on behalf of Williams Data Management and all that the company has accomplished over 100 years in business. If listeners wanted to get more information on Williams Data Management, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, thanks. Our website is williamsdatamanagement.com. We evolve it frequently. It tells the viewer exactly what it is that we do in words and in videos and in testimonials from our clients. Tells the user all of the verticals we have and what our horizontal capabilities are, from origin to origin to disposition of business information. And I think I love going on our website. There's notes on there from clients all the time telling us how good we are. And we get testimonials every day. I get phone calls every day. Our employees are greatly appreciated by our clientele. And, it's all about the culture. If you got a good company culture, people want to continue to do business with you. So that's how you find us, williamsdatamanagement.com.
Easy enough, and of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast for the convenience of the audience. Again, Mr. Williams, all the best. Look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you and the company.
Thanks, Eric. Good talking to you again.
It certainly was, and look forward to speaking once again in the future. We've been speaking with Douglas Williams, the president and CEO of Williams Data Management, that has been celebrating its 100th year in business and provides businesses with tailored records management services, including offsite document storage, document scanning and imaging, data protection, and certified document and hard drive shredding. And again, for all the details, visit williamsdatamanagement.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.